The powerful are now weak. The financial crisis that began in 2007 was swiftly attributed to central banks who failed to recognize rising asset prices, especially in housing, and the risks posed by derivatives, meant to mitigate but instead exacerbated financial instability. When the crisis hit in the summer of 2007, central banks were ill-equipped with low interest rates, inadequate bank reserves, and an unregulated shadow banking system. Questions arose about why monetary authorities missed the warning signs, whether their focus on inflation control and monetary stability blinded them to economic shifts, and if they should have monitored asset prices alongside interest rates. Additionally, they were criticized for not keeping pace with financial innovations and for being unprepared to collaborate effectively during the crisis with other central banks and their governments, highlighting the need for broader awareness and coordinated responses to economic challenges. Recent issues have unsettled the once solid reputations of global central bankers. In the decades following World War II, these monetary authorities learned from crises around the world, such as inflation spirals, currency speculation, and sovereign debt defaults. By the end of the 20th century, banking leaders and their institutions had grown confident in their abilities. They believed that by managing interest rates to control inflation, the private capital markets would ensure prosperity in growing economies. What about stability? Since its establishment in 1668, Sweden's Riksbank, along with 118 other central banks formed between 1950 and 2000, and the current tally of 162 such institutions, have all shared a common goal: safeguarding society from the vulnerabilities inherent in financial systems. These systems, built upon the bedrock of public trust, possess a delicate infrastructure that demands protection. The core functions of central banks include providing funding to other banks, acting as the bank's banks, and shaping monetary policy through interest rates or reserves. In certain nations, central banks also oversee government borrowing, monitor currency exchange rates, regulate financial institutions, and ensure the smooth functioning of payment systems. Developed countries have shifted towards a more focused approach, where central banks primarily concentrate on monetary policy and inflation management, reflecting a narrower yet targeted model of central banking. Managing economic stability, or domestic price stability, presents significant challenges for central bankers. They must balance the complex interactions among money supply, interest rates, market activity, and prices to smooth out economic fluctuations. Following the Great Depression, central bankers began using employment and inflation as key indicators, prioritizing high employment levels under political pressure and using interest rates as a tool to achieve this. In the inflationary period of the 1970s, monetarists advocated controlling the money supply to curb rising prices. By the 1990s, during the Great Moderation, central banks shifted focus to sustaining robust economic growth by maintaining stable prices. Change focus in central banking. Central bankers were mainly focused on controlling inflation during this time. For instance, under Chairman Alan Greenspan, the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank didn't pay much attention to the rapidly growing financial markets and asset prices. Unlike former Fed Chairman William McChesney Martin, Greenspan didn't think it was the Fed's job to stop the fun just as things were heating up. Some economists warned that new financial ideas and global connections between major economies could make cycles of boom and bust more common due to how these changes spread problems. If central bankers were to focus on maintaining financial stability, they might need a broader mandate with increased authority and responsibilities. Currently, most central banks do not oversee their country's banking systems. They lack the power to do more than express concerns about how new financial tools could stress the system. They also recognize that when they raise these concerns, it can lead to unintended consequences. Apart from issuing financial stability reviews, FSRs, with market insights and data, most central banks have limited tools to ensure stability. Key takeaways from challenging experiences. The 2007 to 2009 financial crisis exposed the ineffectiveness of conventional central bank tools like interest rate cuts and bank asset support in stabilizing markets and restoring credit flow. For instance, the Federal Reserve's balance sheet expanded drastically from $800 billion to over $3 trillion during this period, reflecting a decline in banking confidence and necessitating the Fed's role as a critical central counterparty for private banks. To restore stability, the Fed began purchasing corporate commercial paper and funding investment banks, tasks it had not previously undertaken, indicating a significant shift towards increased involvement in the private sector and underscoring the need for new strategies in modern finance. Both the Bank of England and the European Central Bank recently increased credit, which could lead to higher inflation. This situation revealed flaws in current central bank policies and structures. Experts suggest improvements like developing clear signs of financial stress to strengthen financial stability reports, FSRs, improving collaboration with other banks and organizations like the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and closely monitoring market activities to prevent unsupervised financial firms from causing broader risks. Central banks' oversight failures in ignoring asset price surge. A critical oversight by many central banks was their failure to address soaring asset prices, particularly in real estate, while focusing solely on controlling inflation. They underestimated the economic impact of nations like China, whose liquidity injections kept global consumer prices in check but fueled a surge in land and property values through increased credit. The Federal Reserve, among others, wrongly assumed that efficient markets would prevent asset bubbles, leading to a misguided belief among market participants that they could operate without concern for central bank intervention. In the future, central banks should adjust their approach to managing the economy by considering more factors, including asset prices like housing. Unlike some central banks in Europe, the U.S. Federal Reserve tries to gauge housing costs by looking at rent prices, but this might not fully capture the real impact. If they used home sale prices instead, the U.S. inflation rate could have been projected to be significantly higher, around 0.75% more. In the UK, the inflation rate might be even 2% to 4% higher with this change. Adjusting how inflation is calculated could prompt policymakers to raise interest rates earlier, potentially preventing excessive booms and softening market downturns. Use macroprudential oversight to prevent bank overlending. Regulating banks' lending practices, known as macroprudential oversight, involves adjusting capital requirements to prevent excessive lending. Currently, banks must meet capital ratios based on their individual risk profiles and loan quality. Macroprudential oversight aims to slow down lending when market conditions suggest a risk of overheating. Researchers and central bankers are developing indicators to identify these risky conditions. By increasing reserve requirements, they can curb lending, aiming to prevent situations like the pre-crisis mortgage market collapse. Global overview of central banking. Central banks across the globe differ in ownership, structure, and responsibilities. For instance, the Federal Reserve, Fed, is partly owned by private entities and has regulatory duties, whereas the Bank of England is a government entity that delegates its supervisory role to the Financial Services Authority, FSA. The European Central Bank, ECB, of the European Union, EU, is notably unique as it governs monetary policy for a collective of countries rather than a single nation. The ECB sets monetary objectives, offers liquidity to the Union, and oversees national central banks, NCBs. The NCBs not only regulate their domestic banks, but also act as economic watchdogs for the ECB. Some NCBs, like the Dutch Central Bank, also oversee their country's insurance sector. Each central bank plays a vital role in ensuring financial stability and promoting economic growth within its jurisdiction. Monetary authorities in less developed countries often have specific roles compared to those in wealthier nations. They typically oversee government borrowing, manage exchange rates, and act as the central bank for other banks. In Latin America, central banks gained independence to control inflation, but in countries like Venezuela, Bolivia, Argentina, and Ecuador, interference by political leaders increased along with inflation rates under populist governments. The interplay of politics and economics in Africa and Asia. The connection between politics and economics is notably intertwined in African nations, where cooperative currency unions are common. In Asia, the People's Bank of China has substantially improved its financial health through reforms, though its independence from political influence remains ambiguous. Similarly, the Reserve Bank of India is grappling with defining its autonomy from government oversight. Islamic finance, which prohibits interest on transactions, presents a challenge for shaping monetary policy without a traditional interest rate benchmark. Despite this obstacle, countries like Iran, Sudan, and Pakistan are committed to transitioning their economic practices by Islamic law. In the Middle East, both Islamic and conventional financial systems coexist, although there is a growing push towards complete Islamicization, which could potentially threaten monetary and financial stability in Muslim countries. Key points. 1. Central banks faced post-2007 criticism for missing rising asset prices and failing crisis collaboration. 2. Central banks evolved over centuries with broad roles in monetary policy and economic stability. 3. Economic stability management is complex for central banks, balancing money supply and interest rates. 4. Focus on inflation control overlooked financial markets, contributing to the 2007 crisis. 5. Suggestions for central banks include broader mandates and enhanced collaboration to prevent risks. 6. Central banks globally vary in structure and roles, vital for financial stability and growth. 7. Central bankers share traits like caution and secrecy, adapting post-crisis with transparency efforts.